Country Pop FM.
This is it, what you've been waiting for all weekend long. I'm pretty sure of it. Or we might just be making it up to make us feel good. It is the Bob Almanac here today for Monday. It's October 9th. Did you hear of any famous people passing on over the weekend? I did not. I was trying to think. I didn't do any kind of a search, but I didn't hear anything. But no. Sometimes when you have a busy weekend, then you're separated and you're kind of disconnected.
Right, right.
So to make sure we didn't miss anybody.
I don't remember it.
Nope. And of course, if you miss anybody and you know somebody who's passed on who deserves an almanac salute, we'll just do it the next day. They're not going anywhere, Neil.
Right. We'll get through them eventually.
Eventually, yes. Monday, October 9th, 282nd day of the year. Wow. This date, it's going fast, isn't it?
It sure is.
282. This year, AD 869, Charles the Bald was crowned King of Lothringen. Charles the Bald.
Now, Charles the Bald.
It's just so funny that they would do that. I mean, there was always the Conqueror,
the
Great,
Impaler.
The Impaler, Vlad the Impaler. But Charles the Bald, if you are another country or kingdom next to Lothringen, are you scared of Charles the Bald? Well, what's he going to do? I mean, the guy's he's worried about losing his hair. How is he going to be able to defend his kingdom?
Right.
And all you need to do is just show up at the castle and just start throwing bald jokes at him.
Right.
Hey, Q-Ball.
Right.
Uncle Fester.
Right.
You know?
We call him Charles the Kojak.
Yes, yeah, Kojak. Hey, loves you, baby? I mean, all you need to do is just a bunch of bald jokes and put him down for his baldness.
And he'll run for the
and
hills.
And he'll run, he'll hide.
Yes.
And he'll easily take over Lothringen on this date, 869. Only three digits there in that year.
Yeah.
You know, that's way back when. Yale University was founded this date, 1701. That's pretty old.
That is old.
I wonder if they have some buildings on campus. They have old buildings, a number of those Ivy League schools, of course. I wonder if they have buildings that go back as far as 1701.
It's possible.
That's a long time. Yeah. The Collegiate School of America was the original name in New Haven, Connecticut. It eventually became Yale, man. Is it better to be a Yale man or a Harvard man?
Whatever you prefer, Harvard man.
1855, sewing machine, our patent of the day, Isaac Singer.
Mm-hmm.
That's his date, 1855.
He's the number one name in sewing machines, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
It was at one point.
And still is, yeah. We had a Husqvarna.
Sewing machine, Husqvarna?
Yeah. Husqvarna made sewing machines, which I thought was really cool. Because we had, if your chainsaw and your sewing machine are Husqvarna, you might be a redneck. We had both chains. We had a Husqvarna chainsaw and a Husqvarna
sewing machine.
Impressive. And that thing was powerful.
I bet it was.
Revved up. Yeah. My mother didn't like it when I used to play car with her sewing machine because you had the pedal.
Right.
There was a pedal. You could sit there and you could rev it up like you were driving a car. But let's say she had the bobby, you know, the little spool in there, and it was all loaded up and already it was threaded through the needle. And I don't think that's really good for it if you're just sitting there letting that thing fly.
No, it may not be.
Dry firing, if you will. So that was 1855, Isaac Singer. First electric blanket manufactured on this date, 1946. Sold for $39.50.
Did you ever have one?
Yeah, we've had electric blankets.
Yeah, I had one.
Don't use it a lot. And I wasn't a big electric blanket guy.
I get warm enough.
I was always scared that giving off the electromagnetic... I'd have ill effects from the electromagnetic field covering me like that.
Yeah.
All those wires and cords crisscrossing my body for hours at a time.
Sure.
I think there could be something that goes on there that could be wrong and bad. And, you know, you never know. You might wake up and your spleen is cooked.
I don't want that.
I mean, it's like being in one of those crispers when you put a Hot Pocket in the microwave,
pretty much. Right.
So that was in 46, 73. Priscilla divorced Elvis on this date. They've been apart for 2 years. And even after the divorce, they were still very, very kind and friendly to each other. But just too much pressure, I'm sure, being married to Elvis and the whole thing. They had been married for 6 years. There's a new Priscilla movie coming out next month.
Ooh, really?
Based on Priscilla. She had the movie Elvis and Me, or the book Elvis and Me.
Yeah.
And this new Priscilla movie is based. People are still just enamored and so interested in Elvis.
Yeah.
And just his rise and his fall and his life. They had that other Elvis movie just last year with Tom Hanks as the colonel.
Yeah.
And here comes the new Priscilla movie. How about in 86?
Thank you. I have a whole monologue, which you won't do tonight. I am just... It's been 5 months, and so much has been said, and so much has been written, and I am just so, so happy to be here, and I thank you
all. Can we talk about Joan Rivers? She started her show on this date on Fox, The Late Show. Here's the intro. Listen to this lineup of guests.
Live from Fox Television Center in Hollywood, it's The Late Show, starring Joan Rivers. Joan's guests tonight are David Lee Roth, Pee Wee Herman, Elton John, and Cher.
Oh, my. Can you believe that?
Wow.
And I think Pee Wee, at that time, Pee Wee Herman probably was ahead of all those.
Wow. Well.
David Lee Roth,
yeah.
Cher, Elton John, Pee Wee Herman. Tell you what, pulling no punches, coming out swinging against the other late night hosts. Most notably, Johnny Carson.
Who was not happy.
Was not happy, and she felt very, offended, very...
She was saddened by
very
it all,
saddened, yes.
And then eventually her and Johnny did patch it up.
That's what they say. Some people then, you say that a lot, and then somebody always texts in and said, no, they didn't patch it up. So I don't know, we might have to have a debate
over
that.
I just went by People Magazine. You know,
you did get that.
That's where I get my source.
Weekly magazine, right? Yeah. Was it weekly? Yeah. So Joan Rivers debuted her new The Late Show on the Fox TV network back in 86. 1989, introduced on the market. I could not find a commercial for it, which is sad because it would have been a fantastic commercial. But this date in 1989, for the first time, you could buy the Stuff a Pumpkin Lawn and Leaf Bags.
Oh, sure.
They were a huge thing. I guess you can still get them, but they were a huge thing.
That was a thing.
They were just absolutely huge, and you don't see them that often. I don't know. Maybe they're not as popular, because I think they were plastic, and a lot of times when you leave your trash to be picked up, they want you to have them in those paper bags, the bags that are biodegradable. But they do make plastic that's technically biodegradable or degrades fast enough that it's allowed in the compost heap.
Right, right.
But
Remember those, man? Yeah. You save money on buying real pumpkins.
Right, it's a decoration.
They were decorations.
Serves two purposes, a double whammy there. And then, of course, they have the new garbage bags. Now, they have scented garbage bags. You probably had them and seen them.
Oh, yeah.
And wouldn't you know, they have pumpkin spice.
Oh, boy.
Garbage bags.
Should've known.
You know, for some people, you put pumpkin spice aroma or flavor, and they're going for it. You could, pile of cow dung or a little bit of anthrax powder. Mm-hmm. You make that pumpkin spice. Doesn't matter what it is.
People are
going for it, and it's out of hand.
No pumpkin spice Diet Mountain Dew.
We need to ban pumpkin spice. This date in 92.
Miss July 89.
God, I love this business.
I love you.
The party was wild.
Love you again.
They really knocked them dead. Imagine this arsenal of tactical nuclear weapons falling into the wrong hands.
Yeah, the wrong hands of Gary Busey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, yeah.
What I think is Steven Seagal's best movie. Under Siege on this date. You know, there's a lot of mayhem and killing and all kinds, but I think the most violent scene in that movie was when Gary Busey spit in his bouillabaisse.
Right.
Violent. Horrible.
You do not
you do
that.
Just gross. Yeah. How they and why they didn't edit that out of the network TV version, I don't know. They should have. You just don't hock a loogie like that on television. It's uncalled for.
It was really bad.
And the FCC, that's as bad as the wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
FCC should have nipped that in the bud right away.
Right.
Speaking of anthrax, 2001.
The U.S. House of Representatives is closing offices today until Tuesday to allow a complete sweep for traces of anthrax. And 29 staffers for Senator Tom Daschle's office have tested positive for exposure to anthrax.
Yeah, Tom Daschle, also Senator Patrick Leahy, His staff was exposed. Anthrax, this was all after 9/11, Neil.
Yes.
As the terrorists were continued as trying to scare, or there were copycat attacks, if you will. A lot of people were afraid of the white, powdery anthrax. Heck, even old Billy Mays had to stop selling OxyClean.
Oh, my.
There for a little bit because nobody wanted anything to do with white powder. And that was the state.
Sad time.
2001 on this date. Whenever they mention anthrax, I think of that episode of Little House on the Prairie. When anthrax.
Mm.
Because people were selling diseased mutton. When's the last time you've had diseased mutton?
It's been a while.
And if you're eating diseased mutton, do you take it with barbecue sauce?
Sweet baby Ray's, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 2006.
Tonight there has been a big merger in the business world, one that may say a lot about our world these days and what we have come to value the most. Today, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. Most people know what Google is.
Google now, of course, is Alphabet. Oh, man, you know, I had a golden opportunity. Neil, talk amongst yourselves, please.
What do you need? Oh, there was an opportunity missed there, almost.
Yeah,
a
comedy opportunity that was missed.
Google.
And,
Google.
I was going to
Google.
Say.
Google.
I knew what it is. Google.
This one's better, though. Oh. This one's better.
This is Google. This is Google.
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 It's now Alphabet, of course.
Right.
And, of course, that's Brian Williams. If we would have played more of the clip, he would have said, he would have gone later on and said that his bid of $1.5 billion had been denied.
Right.
He had offered $1.5 billion for YouTube, but Google outbid him at $1.65 billion. And then 2009 on this date. You know, he had only been in office for a few months, but he had brokered, I think, at least 2 dozen peace treaties by this time.
Wow.
Right?
Well, probably.
2009.
Just 11 months on the job, and he's now a Nobel laureate. In a ceremony at Onslow City Hall, President Barack Obama joined the exalted company of Nelson Mandela and Mother Teresa.
I receive this honor with deep gratitude.
With all due respect, what had he done?
I'm not
up
sure.
To that point?
I'm not sure.
And that's one thing. You give somebody a prize like that early in your administration or that early in whatever you're doing, you have no more incentive.
I was going to say, you can rest on your laurels the rest of the way.
You don't have to go and broker peace anymore. You don't have to get the Palestinians, although there's a lot of boys, they're a mess over there now.
Oh, it's scary.
My goodness, Hamas and Israel, very scary and bad, 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 bad. But it was a head-scratcher, and probably not just for, you know, probably both sides of the aisle are going, man, you know, I've actually done things for peace, and he's getting the peace prize.
I know.
It was. It had to be all political.
Oh, I'm sure.
It had to be all political. And isn't everything, though?
Pretty much.
2009. All right, birthdays.
Doctor, my eyes.
And that is our controversial political comment of the month here on the Bob Almanac.
No controversy here. This guy's
Jackson
good.
Brown, he's a good guy. Didn't he work some of the Eagles at one point?
He did, right at the beginning.
There at the ground floor.
Yeah. Wasn't there a Linda Ronstadt tie, too? Somewhere.
Well, the Eagles were Linda Ronstadt's backup band. And she said, you guys are too good. Go out on your own.
18 million albums sold. Just in the U.S.
That song, Somebody's Baby, from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's a fun song.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. So 75 for Jackson Brown. Robert Wall. Where does he rank as far as the DJs at the radio station of Good Morning Vietnam?
Right. Well,
he's number two.
Yeah.
He's number two below. No, you're thinking of Lieutenant Hawk.
Oh,
you're thinking of Bruno Kirby.
That's right.
This is Robert Wall here.
Oh yeah, he was better.
Yeah, here he is.
Please welcome to the microphone the Lieutenant of Laughs, the Officer of Oral, the Westmoreland of Wit, Swinging Stephen Hawk.
Hello, Vietnam, and greetings.
That's a great start of the show.
It really is. That's
how
hard
we need to start the Bob Morning Show each and every day. But it was Robert Wall who was in Good Morning Vietnam. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian, writer, actor, Batman. and among other things. And he's great in that scene where they're all in there and they're talking about the VP and the QC and the end of the, you're going to get KP and right. Keeping on the QT.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
if the VP is such a VIP, should we? Oh gosh. And then they laugh. And if you do. So that's Robert Wall. He's 72 here today. Let's see. Oh, Sharon Osbourne's on the list.
Sharon!
I love Ozzy. Always seems lost.
Sharon!
You needed Sharon.
Always yelling Sharon. Sharon, there would be no Ozzy Osbourne without Sharon Osbourne.
So true.
His manager and pretty much kept him going in the straight line wherever he had to go. Sharon Osbourne, she was on the Talk and the Osbournes reality show and a judge on how many different shows. One's in Britain and America's Got Talent here as well. She is 71.
Are they gone?
No, what are you doing?
Playing a game.
What game?
It's called Are They Gone? Are They Gone?
No.
And the game's not over.
He was Monk. And he was good as Monk. He's a great actor, Tony Shalhoub. He was the cab driver on Wings.
Yep.
There he is. He had his own show called Monk. And then he was most recently on The Amazing Miss Maisel. And he was her father, and he was fantastic in that as well. 70 today.
Theorizing that one could time travel within his own lifetime, Dr. Sam Beckett stepped into the Quantum Leap Accelerator.
TV opening theme time.
He awoke to find himself trapped in the past.
Yeah, we haven't hit the theme yet. This is right. This is where they describe the show.
Right. And driven by an unknown force to change history for the better.
And that was quite popular in the day. Now shows don't do that anymore.
Right.
Because I think they just assume people know the premise of the show.
An observer.
So there's no sense in going through this whole charade or this whole process of describing like what happened in the pilot.
So Dr. Beckett finds himself leaping from life to life, striving to put right what once was.
How good was Scott Bakula in Quantum Leap?
Very solid.
It's Scott Bakula's birthday here today. He was also an enter, you know, put him in with Captain Kirk, Captain, what's his face?
Picard.
Captain Picard, Captain Janeway. The guy from the deep space thing, Captain Sisko.
Did a nice job.
Here's the theme now. This is the actual theme.
Now it is TV.
Scott Bakula, and he was in one of the CSI NCIS's, 69.
I can run that catalog no longer.
What? Well, who's going to do it?
What about you?
Me? Why me?
Why indeed?
Mr. Peterman, you can't leave.
I've already left, Elaine. I'm in Burma.
Burma?
You most likely know it as Myanmar, but it'll always be Burma to me.
And it should also always be Burma to you as well. Let's keep Burma alive. But right. There's John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. He was Peterman, J. Peterman, who was Elaine's boss. And again, another great side character.
Very
on
funny,
that show.
Man.
He's 69.
Mary!
Mr. Kendall!
Mary!
Lie down!
No!
Oh, please,
take it easy.
Jonathan! I can see!
That might be the only time Merlin Olsen ever kissed a man. Mm. That's from Little House on the Prairie. Adam Kendall, who was married to... That's a fine-looking little blind girl you got there, Ingalls. Fine-looking. Mm. He was the one who married Mary.
Okay.
Linwood Boomer. Was Adam, but he also went on to produce a lot of shows. Malcolm in the Middle, he's the guy who basically came up with that.
Wow.
And Linwood Boomer is he's Linwood Boomer. Great last name. Boomer, yeah. 68.
First you sneak out while you are grounded. Now you're breaking windows. What is going on?
I wasn't trying to break them.
Would you miss science class or something? You throw a brick at a window, you expect it to stick?
I was trying to throw it over the greenhouse.
Oh, you're throwing it over. Well, that's great.
Brad's in trouble, yeah, and he was often like in trouble. One of the three boys on Home Improvement, he played Brad, Zachary Ty Bryan, 42.
Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Scotty McCreery.
Put some music on it soft.
He won the thing, didn't he?
I thought so.
Then baby, we ain't got no place to...
Maybe lock them doors. There's Scotty McCreery. He's 30 today. He's still out touring, making music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday to him.
Hey, I need you to cause a distraction. We're all gonna die! There's a spaceship! Oh, my God!
That's just the distraction that Peter Parker needed. Jacob Batalon, who was the best played, and you've seen these movies.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So you know the best friend of Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
He's great, and he's Jacob Batalon. Mm. He's 27, kind of a heavy-set guy. Yeah, it's good to have the heavy-set guys and kids in there. You know, you got to have equal representation.
Right.
Spider-Man actually, you know, you can't have Spider-Man having that body style.
No. Nope.
So it's Spider-Man's best friend.
Shopping the husky section.
Slightly obese.
Right.
Jacob Batalon, 27.
Gone but not forgotten today. I'm sure he was part of the businessmen that built America at some point. Entrepreneur Charles R. Walgreen.
You'll discover that at Walgreens you save considerably, and you save on every prescription. Depend on Walgreens, the prescription people.
That's an ad from 1972, Neil.
They
you
are,
probably remember it.
They are and still are the prescription people where I get my medications when needed. 1873 for Chuck Walgreen and the founder of that wonderful chain of stores. He ran the stables in Dodge City for Matt Dillon and company. He was also on Green Acres. Hank Patterson.
They slept with a pig.
Yes.
On Green Acres. The Ziffles.
Now look here, Fred Ziffle.
Now you see what you done. You woke up Argo. Go to sleep, Arno.
No. Let him stay awake and hear what kind of a two-timing man you are.
The pig is in a crib, Neil.
Right. Hank Patterson, a very distinctive voice and style. He was great. Hank Patterson, born on this day, 1888. He gave us Baby Ruth's and my favorite Butterfinger candy bars, amongst other. You remember the Curtis Candy Company?
Is that the one that was based in Minneapolis? Because there was one that went from Chicago to Minneapolis in the food that built America. And I don't know if it's that one or the one that came up with the Milky Way guy that was part of the Mars thing. I can't remember. It might have been the Mars guy.
Yeah. One of them came here.
Yeah.
Otto Schnering was his name, and he was born on this day, 1891. We wouldn't have Butterfinger, potentially, without his great work.
He was Korean, right?
Maybe. Walter O'Malley, longtime owner of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers, did a fine job, 1903. Edward Andrews, you may remember him from 16 Candles.
Yeah, listen to his voice. You'll know it.
Yeah.
The donga need food.
Hell, he's three sheets to the wind. He's drunk as a skunk.
Oh, why don't you shut up, Fred? Shut up. Dong. Dong.
Dong, Grandpa is talking to you.
They're trying to shock Dong back into coherence there in 16 Candles. He was the grandpa in 16 Candles.
Yeah, I do recognize. Born on this day, 1914. Couple of rock and roll musicians. We'll start with the great, he was one of the Fab Four, founding member of the Beatles, John Lennon.
Whatever gets you through the night.
Elton John, another Elton John mention.
He was only 40 years old when he was gunned down. John Lennon, who
Empty Garden, so sad.
Right. Son Sean also celebrates a birthday today.
Lennon?
He was edited out of the Alive list. 1940 for John Lennon.
Yeah, he doesn't
Lennon.
Have really good audio.
Right. And then he was a founding member of the legendary group The Who, their bass player, John Entwistle.
He's crawling up my wall. Black and hairy, very small.
Black and hairy.
Now he's up above my head. By a little friend.
Oh, it's the sky.
What was John Entwistle smoking when he saw this spider on his wall? Can you just imagine what this thing may have looked like?
Right.
When he was under the influence of something and whatever that might be, and then he wrote this song.
Black and hairy, very small.
But then he got big. I'm sure he had to get big.
Right. He was on something when that was written. John Entwistle, the longtime bass player for The Who, was born on this day in 1944. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right. It's a Bob-a-thon, no repeat workday. It's Monday. Vern Gosden, Set 'Em Up Joe, Meant to Be, Sammy Kershaw, George Strait, Ace in the Hole.
Let's start with Vern today.